Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer. All right, so we're coming down. In this video, we are going to be looking at we want to look at the people of the world as well as their ultimate goal when it comes down to the culture. So the last video, we looked on the mindset. Now we want to understand the people as well as to see the goal of the culture itself, and maybe touch on a little bit of the blending of cultures, how cultures can be blended. So our core scripture still remains Romans 12 verse 2, don't become like the people of this world. Instead, change the way you think, then you will always be able to determine what is good, determine what God really wants, what is good, pleasing, and perfect. Reading from the God's Words translation. So when it comes on to culture, we're talking about the practices, the ways, how the people live in terms of their lifestyle, mindset, and the standard in which they live. That's where we define it. Now we want to look on the people in general. How much do you know about the people that are a part of the culture? Paul says that first thing that you need to, there are four things that you need to realize or know about the people in the culture that you're a part of. First thing is that the people within the culture, they are blinded by the God of this world. According to Paul, it says that is why we are not discouraged, though outwardly we are wearing. What Paul is saying is that, 4 verse 4, the God of this world has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. As a result, they don't see the light of the good news and Christ's glory. It is Christ who is God's image. So that's the first thing. People are blind. They don't see the light, as well as they don't believe in God, which is the second thing about the people that you need to understand. That the people of the world, the people are blinded, their minds are blinded, they don't see the light that is being shone by Jesus Christ, which is what we are called to do when we go into these spaces, which is to shine the light, to be salt, to be different, a beacon of hope, pointing people towards Christ. So the thing is that their minds are blinded by the devil, which is that because they're more focused on gratifying themselves, to being greedy and living an extravagant lifestyle, they don't see the destruction of what these things bring on them. And they don't see the impact that it has on other people connected to the space. So no, it magnifies that type of an idea in the space itself. And the reason is that they don't believe in God. So when you see these type of lifestyle and practices that are ungodly, the culture is ungodly. So that is what it is being communicated. So you're noticing and you're discerning that you're a part of an ungodly culture. And this can be anywhere. As long as it's outside of what the scripture says, you notice that it's ungodly. So now the culture itself is blinded by the devil himself. So he is the one blinding the people because of what they're doing, cause them to be blind to what they're seeing, what they're doing, how they're living. It's also an indication that these people don't believe in God. So the result of their practices is an indication that these persons don't believe in God. So that is also explaining what you're seeing, what you're noticing. And I'm hoping that you've been observing and making notes about the culture as you go through this series and answering these questions, is that you realize that the culture don't believe in God. So that's the second thing. The third thing that we need to look on and understand about cultures is that they form inappropriate relationships. And this is very important in terms of what you need to understand about cultures. It's the relationships that are formed within this space. So according to Paul in 2 Corinthians 6 verse 16, can God's temple contain false gods? Clearly we are God's temple of the living God. As God said, I live and walk among them. I will be their God and they will be my people. So the second thing is that they form inappropriate relationships, which allow them to live in a compromise then, basically. And that's the whole idea of the whole trying to blend cultures, to trying to be accepted by one set and accepted by the other set. But it's like you're in between because you're doing the two things. And the Bible also says, in the verse above that says that, stop forming inappropriate relationships with unbelievers. Can right and wrong be partners? Can light have anything in common with darkness? Can Christ agree with the devil? Can a believer share life with an unbeliever? So that's just an idea of the whole idea of blending cultures, where this is the people that form inappropriate relationships within this space. And the last thing is that they worship the devil according to Romans 12 verse 9. So based on their practices, you can clearly identify and see that these persons, they worship the devil. They are doing things that are ungodly, that God doesn't approve of, which is clearly an idea that they are promoting within this space. Now, it brings us now to the idea of understanding what is the goal of these things in the culture and the people that are working the culture, and also the culture in general, which is trying to force itself on you. Is, according to Revelation 13 verse 8, is to worship idols. So now, what it's promoting is now is idol worship within the space. So to force you to focus on something else other than God, and to replace God in your mind with a different image of who they think God is, or what should be their focus and what they should worship, whether it be an extravagant lifestyle, whether it be the love of money, or even physical gratification of their self, to be selfish, to only think about themselves other than other people. The second thing that the culture, and the goal of the culture, is to deceive you. What it's trying to do is to deceive you through what it does, its offerings, its practices. But sometimes it's just the very words that they use, the way in which they explain things, just to deceive you. It says that everyone living on earth will worship it, everyone whose name is not written in the book of life. That belongs to the Lamb who was slaughtered before the creation of the world. So that's the whole entire goal of the whole thing, is to deceive you as a person. The last thing, according to Paul, is to block you from seeing the light. So the whole entire goal of the culture, an ungodly culture, is to block you from seeing the light. So if you're not seeing the light of Jesus shining in the culture, then that means that the culture is a very dark culture. And now, put you in the position now to trying to understand what exactly you should do to respond to the culture. And that's the last thing that we will look on in this series, to help you understand what can you do to respond to the culture. Anyway, as you go about observing what is happening, now you begin to form ideas as to how exactly you can respond to the culture, which is where we're going to end this series in terms of cleansing the culture and your response as a believer to pray and to evangelize the culture.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend.